Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 358 for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Tuesday, taking some direction from the softer tone in Chicago soybeans. Canola was down $1 to $3, the July contract down $2.50 at $451.70 per ton. Bearish technical signals contributed to the softer tone, with speculators noted sellers. However, the outright trade was relatively directionless, with intermonth spreading accounting for most of the activity. A lack of significant farmer selling, the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures, and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar all helped underpin canola. Stats Can releases its first acreage estimates of the year on Thursday, and some positioning ahead of that report was also noted. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded after seeing some revisions following yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both lower, but wheat held on to small gains. Soybeans were down 1 to 3 cents, the July contract down 3 at $9.76 per bushel. Soybeans were due for a correction from a chart standpoint after hitting their best levels in 2 weeks yesterday. Concerns over avian influenza in the Midwest added to the softer tone in beans, as the disease outbreak will likely cut into the demand for soy meal. The large South American crops did remain a bearish influence as well, although there was some renewed talk today about a possible truckers' strike in Brazil. For corn, prices were down 3 to 5 cents, the July contract down 4 at $3.80 per bushel. This year's U.S. corn crop was 9% seeded as of this past Sunday, according to the USDA. The progress was running slightly behind the 5-year average, and that was somewhat supportive for the futures, but the nearby weather forecasts look favorable, and ideas farmers will be able to catch up over the next few weeks kept prices pointed lower overall. The bird flu concerns also weighed on corn, as the grain is used as poultry feed. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 7 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 2 at an even $5 per bushel. Chart-based speculative buying was a feature as wheat continued to see a bit of a bounce off the lows hit last week. Poorer than expected condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop provided support as well, with 42% rated good to excellent. However, spring wheat plantings are running well ahead of normal for this time of year, with 36% of intended acres already in the ground, compared to the 5-year average of just under 20%. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.